T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, what a tasty treat. We're going to be talking about Italy, tasting Italy with Jack Bishop. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. A little background on you. You're America's Test Kitchen's Jack Bishop, the one and only. And you have this new book out that is called Tasting Italy. How did that come about?
So it's a collaboration between the folks here at America's Test Kitchen and National Geographic. And it actually came about at a publishing conference. And I was chatting with some colleagues at National Geographic. And we said, wow, couldn't we put together an amazing book about Italy with photographs from National Geographic, travel essays that you could read about Italy, see pictures, and then recipes from America's Test Kitchen, and go into your kitchen and bring Italy to life by making an amazing Italian meal in your own home. So it's really fun project.
And this is a beautiful book, absolutely beautiful. I mean, what a collaboration. That is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really been exciting. The book is organized by 20 different regions, takes you from north to south to places you, even if you've been to Italy, places that most people will never go. And it's just brings the food to life, tells you the local ingredients, the history, the traditions, and then, of course, amazing food.
Well, Jack, tell me about some of your favorite mouthwatering recipes.
Well, can we just start with pasta? Because why not, right?
Yes, I love pasta.
So interesting recipe from southern Italy. It's a Sicilian recipe for a tomato almond pesto. So, you know, we think of pesto as being a basil sauce, but there are all kinds of regional pestos. And this one has tomatoes in it. It's got, rather than pine nuts, it has almonds. You can use cherry or grape tomatoes, so it's a year-round recipe. Has just a little bit of basil, has some pepperoncini in it, a little bit of garlic, and it's just a lovely way to celebrate tomatoes and almonds in a pesto from Sicily.
That sounds good. Okay, what else? I know it's a lot different. Different parts of Italy, you know, the same food is not really necessarily the same sauce or same ingredients.
Yeah, so let's go all the way to the other end of the country, to the Piedmont in the northwest, and there's a lot of fresh pasta. So this is homemade agnolotti. Agnolotti is kind of rectangular, similar to ravioli, which are usually squares. And this is filled with a mixture of spiced braised beef. So short ribs that have been cooked down into a very fine filling. There's no tomato in this dish whatsoever. The sauce is browned butter and hazelnuts. Ooh. That is just so delicious. The Piedmont is where Nutella, the chocolate hazelnut spread, comes from. Mm. And so it's the land of a lot of hazelnuts. There's no chocolate in the pasta. That would be a little odd.
Right.
But you do get that hazelnuts with the toasted nutty flavor with the browned butter sauce. Just an elegant dish that reflects the local cuisine of the Piedmont in northwestern Italy, really close to the Alps.
That sounds so good. How about one more?
Well, can we do something sweet?
Oh, yeah.
Tiramisu. This is my favorite Italian restaurant dessert. And the thing is, it's so easy to make at home. It uses ladyfinger cookies that you buy in the supermarket or an Italian market. You soak them in a little bit of coffee and rum, and then you layer them with this custard made with mascarpone cheese and then dusted with cocoa powder and chocolate. I love the name of this. It translates in Italian as pick me up, because with all that coffee and all that rum, it's an amazing pick me up.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me ask you, how do you all approach interpreting the foreign recipes for us, you know, for the American cooks?
So we have 40 people who work in our test kitchen testing recipes all day. Mm. We are committed to empowering home cooks to make amazing meals. And part of that is writing a recipe with ingredients that you can find or techniques. So, for instance, traditionally, pestos would be made by hand with a mortar and pestle. I don't know about you, but I think I'd rather use a food processor or a blender.
Yes.
So sometimes it's modernizing a recipe. Sometimes it's finding an ingredient that may be more widely available and that we may recommend. If you can get this ingredient, great. But if not, here's what you can use instead to get basically the same result. And so, you know, a lot of what we wanted to do was to make this accessible. But the good news is, from in terms of ingredients, Italian ingredients are basically available everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so balsamic vinegar, great extra virgin olive oil, polenta to make Italy's version of cornmeal mush, mm-hmm. all available in American supermarkets now.
Oh, I love this. Well, do you have some of your favorite essays and sidebars on the book? The things that provide, you know, a broad range of information on everything from the origins of the celebrated truffles to the nuances of different wine growing regions to the best local food festivals. I mean, you could have spent years in Italy, right? And written about 5 books.
Listen, can we just say that they have the best food on the planet in Italy?
Yes.
Yes, at least in my opinion. Yes. The essays really take you there. And so if you want to learn more about white truffles, uh-huh. which come from Alba in northern Italy, you know, you learn all about the tradition of going out with dogs and finding the truffles and how they're used in recipes. You learn about the coffee culture. I mean, Italians love their espresso and how they make these different Italian-based espresso drinks. You learn about liqueurs, limoncello, local wines. It's just so much fun reading this book and then, of course, getting into the kitchen and making food.
Oh, my gosh. Your job is amazing. Your job is so fun, right?
I have a great job. I get to talk about food, and better, I get to eat food, amazing food, all day.
Well, and also, how is Tasting Italy organized? How did you organize this in the book?
So there are three main sections, northern Italy, central Italy, okay. where Florence and Rome are, and then southern Italy. And then within each of those, it's by Italy has these administrative regions. They're kind of the equivalent of a state in the United States. And so, for instance, Tuscany, which is where Florence is, gets its own chapter. And you get an essay about the traditions in Tuscany, the local ingredients, and then you get a variety of recipes, many of which you probably have never seen before, mm-hmm. unless you've been to Tuscany, but that are really approachable and accessible. And the thing about Italian cooking is it's home cooking. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, when we go there as tourists, we experience it as restaurant food, but most of those recipes are somebody's grandma's recipe,
yeah.
That you could make at home. And so it's really very simple food. It's not complicated, chefy restaurant food.
Well, Jack, this is awesome. It's Tasting Italy, a Culinary Journey. How do we find out more about what you guys do and about the book and follow you?
So you can come to our website, americastestkitchen.com. You can buy the book. You can learn more. Of course, the book is sold anywhere you buy a book, online, local stores, big box retailers. The book is available wherever you shop for books.
A perfect Christmas gift. I know it, for everybody.
I couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.